Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. China's President Hu Jintao arrives in the United States tomorrow. He'll be here for a week. He's going to meet with President Bush on Thursday. And here's an item the two could discuss. China says its economic growth in the first quarter of this year exceeded 10%. Joining us is John Dimsdale. He's in Marketplace's Washington Bureau. John, welcome back. And what are there going to be congratulations, you think, when U.S. officials sit down with their Chinese counterparts?
Well, not really, because this gives some ammunition to the U.S., which has long argued that China must allow its currency to float more freely against the dollar. You know, in the American view, the Chinese currency is pegged by the government too low against the dollar, and that makes Chinese products very cheap here. But potential American exports are too expensive in China, which is why there's this huge trade imbalance between the two countries. And this trade and currency inequality is also generating a lot of China's growth, which even China concedes is too fast to control. So the U.S. can say, now, let your currency become a little stronger, lower your protectionist trade barriers, and then let U.S. products compete in the Chinese marketplace.
And then there are complaints that China's growth is actually adding to the high price of oil.
That's right. And you notice oil is once again at $70 a barrel, the first time it's been that high since Hurricane Katrina. And there are several reasons for that, but one is that oil is so scarce. It's fueling strong growth in China, India, the U.S., which is also growing at a pretty quick clip. Huge demand is one reason you're seeing gas prices here hitting $3 a gallon in a lot of places. And it's not just oil that's in short supply. Other commodities like gold, silver, copper, nickel, all are in high demand and therefore really expensive.
What is President Hu's itinerary? He's stopping in Seattle on the way into the country and then Washington?
That's right. He's going to tour a Boeing aircraft factory, give a speech there. You know, China's a big customer of Boeing's, and President Hu's time there is designed to show that the U.S., you know, China doesn't only mean outsourcing jobs for cheap labor. China recently placed a $4.5 billion order for 80 Boeing planes, planes that are made in America, which means new high-wage jobs will be created here. To make things a little more hospitable on this trip, a group of Chinese businesses have spent the last couple weeks touring the U.S. They've announced $16 billion in purchases of American-made products. President Hu will have dinner with Microsoft's Bill Gates tomorrow. They're going to talk about technology investments in China. And he'll no doubt complain about cheap Chinese knockoffs of software that cuts into his business and makes the trade deficit worse. Speaking of that piracy, on Marketplace today, we're going to kick off a week-long look at the issue with a report today on counterfeit auto parts.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.